You're listening to WAER News at WAER.org and NPR One. I'm Katie Zolkowski. Syracuse Police Chief Kenton Buckner has made improving the relationship between police officers and the communities that they serve a priority since he was sworn in nearly 4 months ago. But some community organizations are concerned that there isn't enough being done to earn the public's trust. WAER's Ford Hatchett details how Buckner plans to achieve his goal.
Police Chief Kenton Buckner is in the process of assigning uniformed officers to specific geographic areas in the city rather than a rotation. The chief believes officers can better interact with and get to know a particular community if they're seen on a more regular basis. In addition, Buckner is making captains responsible for their own particular area, 24/7.
I think that allows the community to get to know the people that are responsible for their area, vice versa with the officers. And it also brings sort of a problem-solving element to the captains as I resource them with the community police officers to be able to address many of those frustrating issues that the community is concerned about.
But Buckner's idea of putting more officers on the streets doesn't appease everyone. At a recent Thursday morning roundtable at SU's Nancy Cantor Warehouse, members of the community got a better sense of the role of the Citizens Review Board. Peter McCarthy is the chair.
We can have a real positive effect, and in order to do that, we need backing from City Hall, Common Council, which really means from the community.
The CRB investigates citizen complaints regarding their experiences with police officers. McCarthy believes the neighborhood assignments have promise, but it'll take more to alleviate community members' fear over use of force.
The whole approach of authentic community policing is something that has promise for building some trust and for improving relations between the police and the community. We hear too many disturbing stories where citizens feel that they're not treated with respect by police officers. And so I think it's in the overall approach, but I also, as I said, it's in policy, training, and supervision for how officers treat people.
Currently, the written policy of the police department reads that sworn officers shall use only the level of physical force necessary in the performance of their duties. But McCarthy says the community seems to believe the police are quick to use physical force.
People's perceptions were that there was some pretty brutal, unwarranted use of force. But there was a report on use of force after fleeing, and the perception was, if you run, they're going to beat you up.
Buckner sees the new assignments as an opportunity for communities and their assigned officers to bond, which he believes could go a long way.
I think that when you know an officer and an officer knows the individuals that they're serving, I think there's a probability of having a stronger relationship with that community.
Buckner mentioned the Public Service Leadership Academy at Fowler High School as a way to attract more young community members to become involved in policing. The law enforcement instructor at Fowler, Jamie Bizderek, agrees, and he believes his students are eager to become involved in the criminal justice system.
Because I see it in my classroom every day. The kids are coming here, breaking down those barriers that they see and the stigma that's around policing, and they see this as a viable opportunity. Not only to be police officers, but you get kids in here who say they want to be lawyers. They want to be part of the criminal justice system.
We have probation officers come in.
One of the students in Bizderek's law enforcement program, senior Noel Torres, has always dreamed of becoming a police officer.
When I was growing up, I always wanted to be a cop, you know? I always wanted to help the community.
And the best public servants are from the community which they serve, according to CRB Administrator Raynette Relaford.
We need to be trying to include the community in the process, and I believe that you make a great public servant when you are from the community. So that's the reason why I came back. I wanted to give back to my community, so you'll have a sense of pleasure because you're helping your hometown.
But many Syracuse police officers do not actually live in the city. There have been calls for a residency requirement for officers, but the police union has pushed back on those efforts. Buckner believes making more community partners will help entice officers to stay in the city.
Black and brown citizens, Spanish speakers, and hopefully that some of these individuals will actually stay in the community once they get the job.
For aspiring police officer Noel Torres, leaving Syracuse isn't even a thought.
I definitely want to stay here. I know the city, I love the city, and I really couldn't envision myself somewhere else. It would have to be here.
One of the ways the CRB believes community trust can be built further is through the use of police body cameras. The city has just completed a year-long trial of the technology. Many feel the cameras keep both the police and citizens on their best behavior, but the police association is pushing back. They argue officers should earn more for wearing the cameras and fear consequences for officers who forget to hit the record button. In the meantime, Chief Buckner is moving forward by assigning officers to specific neighborhoods to establish better relationships with the community. Ford Hatchett, WAER News.
WAER's John Smith also contributed to the report. For more on this and other local news stories, you can visit our website, waer.org.